It's from Isaiah 53. This is a passage of Scripture that a man who was a very powerful man, he was the treasurer of the whole country of Ethiopia, and he was a believer in the Lord and had traveled to Jerusalem, and he had a copy of the Bible, and he's reading, and he's trying to understand. And as he's trying to understand what he's reading from this section of Scripture, the Holy Spirit told the deacon Philip to join himself to that chariot. He did. He explained everything to him, that this was all about Jesus, and then the man was baptized. So listen to these words. This is Isaiah 53, and if any sneaky eavesdropping adults want to follow along, you'll find this on page 848. No, that's we love for them to follow along, and they're not sneaky at all. But we want them to pay attention to this. All right, this is Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's pray. Lord, please help me to be clear and simple and easily understood. And Lord, more than understanding is what we pray for. We pray for the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, who drew little children to Jesus and who draws adults to Jesus too. Would you draw us to Jesus today? Would you give us to understand clearly your word for Jesus' sake? Amen. You know, the Lord's Supper is an interesting thing. We have a couple of things here in the Lord's Supper. We have what looks like a cracker. It looks like a cracker because it is a cracker. And, you know, if you taste it or smell it or eat it, it's just a cracker, okay? And then we also have juice. And this juice is just juice, okay? What does a juice look like? Anybody got an idea?
Jesus' blood.
Huh?
Jesus' blood.
It looks like Jesus' blood? Yeah, it's supposed to look like Jesus' blood. That's right. That's right. Yeah, so look at it. It looks like what? What'd you say? Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I got you. All right. Well, I want to talk about this for a minute because it's so important before you eat this. You know, if I had cookies and milk, I would share that with you. And you all would enjoy eating the cookies and the milk. But this is something that you should not take unless you understand something. Actually, a couple of things. And that's what I want to explain today so that you will understand, when you take it, what we're doing. And you'll understand what sometimes the big people understand when they do it. The first thing I want you to understand is this. It's called the gospel. And this is the gospel. You have been naughty. Has anybody here ever told a lie besides me? Eli, have you ever told a lie? Come on, man, huh? It's not good to tell lies, but I've told a lie before. Okay, that's good. We've got a number of honest liars here. And we've all done naughty things, right? All done naughty things. And when we do naughty things, sometimes we get punished for those naughty things. Anybody ever get punished besides me? Yep, I punished. Absolutely. I learned it early in life. Punishment is part of life. And this is what I want to talk to you about. Every one of us has done things that we should not do. We've said things we shouldn't say. We've thought naughty thoughts, like somebody has hurt our feelings, made us feel bad, and then we've pretended that maybe something bad was going to happen to them. Anybody ever done that? Sure, absolutely. In other words, adults sometimes say, I've sinned in thought, in word, and deed. What does that mean? It means in my heart, by what I've entertained in my mind, I've done naughty things inside myself that nobody knows about but God. And then I've said naughty things. And sometimes I've done naughty things. Now, when we do naughty things, it's like we've got a debt. You know what a debt is? Like, have you ever loaned somebody a little money? Maybe you haven't. Anybody ever loaned another person money? Hope you have. Okay, Dick, you have. Mm-hmm. And did they pay you back? No, they didn't? Uh-uh. Well, here's the deal. When we do naughty things, it's like we end up owing God stuff. Now, this is where the gospel comes in. The gospel is not really you're naughty. You're naughty is what helps us understand the gospel. Here's what the gospel is. Jesus paid our debt. Jesus paid it back. Or it's like this. Anybody here ever had a spanking? Okay, I had plenty of spankings growing up. I just learned that's part of life. You get spanked. And has anybody ever had somebody else get spanked in your place? Have you really, Dick? You're kidding. That's neat. Joseph, have you had somebody spanked in your place? Really? Wow, okay. Well, getting somebody spanked in your place is really something. That means they got the punishment that you deserve. They got the spanking you deserve. Now, this is what the gospel is. The gospel is that Jesus got spanked in our place. He took the punishment, the spanking that we deserve, and He paid the debt. Now, that's what's important when we think about this cup. This cup reminds us of the blood of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross, and when He died, His blood came out. Because they nailed Him to a cross and because they stuck a spear in His side. And the Bible tells us that Jesus' blood takes away our sin. It's like it removes it. It's like it takes away the punishment. Because Jesus was punished. Jesus was spanked in our place. In other words, He's a substitute. You ever watched one of those old Western movies?
My papa watches Western movies a lot.
Who does, Johanna?
My papa.
Oh, okay. So,
but I watch some Jesus movies at my school.
At your school, Micah? Okay, that's good. Listen, let me tell you what happens with these movies. They get some beautiful woman or some handsome man, that's a movie star, and they're going to do some kind of weird stunt. I decided not to wear my robe today because I didn't want to trip up here and fall on you all, okay? Are you glad? Okay. But in the movies, when the star, and you don't want to pull that over, okay? And when the star is going to do something really dangerous, like maybe he's in the second story of this building and he's going to jump out the window and he's going to land on his horse and go right away. You ever seen a movie like somebody doing something like that?
Never
saw that. Okay. You have, Dick? Well, what happens is, just before he jumps out the window, you see the movie star's picture. Now, the one thing you guys don't want to touch are these two things here. Like, right? Okay, we understand. You got a Bobo. Okay. Well, that is very good because this is what Daniel, right? See, I call you Micah, but you're really Daniel, right? Okay. So here's what happens. And Joseph, that wire is not a good wire to play with. Let me assure you, really, honestly. Why don't we go back down there, guys? Okay. All right. Now, here's what happens. You see that handsome movie star? That's called sin. S-I-N. Okay. And sin has consequences, like that wire could make your hair stand up on end. That wouldn't be good. Yeah, and that could really be bad. So come on, guys, let's head down there. There we go. And there's Mr. Bob's helper. All right, so here's what happens. Just before the movie star jumps out of the window, okay, the director yells, "Cut!" No, not cut my head off. Gracious sakes, no. No. They stop the movie, and they get some old guy in there that looks a little bit like the movie star, but he's real good at stunts. And if he falls and gets hurt and breaks a leg, it doesn't mess anything up. He's called the stuntman. The stuntman is a substitute. He takes the place of the movie star so the movie star won't get hurt. Now, that's about the gospel as well. Sir?
You are wrong.
No, I said you are wrong.
I am wrong? No, who is wrong?
I didn't say wrong.
This is not going the way I planned it. All right, here we go. You see, there's some here who, in addition to me, have a disease called profound loquacity. So here we go. Now, all right, now this is what happens. Jesus takes our place. Jesus is the one that takes the risk. Jesus is the one that gets hurt. Now that's what the gospel is. It means that Jesus died for your sins. He died in your place. And so when we take communion, we have to remember the gospel first and foremost. The gospel is God forgives our sins, not because we deserve to get our sins forgiven, but because God loves us. And yes, I see that hand. Okay. And God forgives us for Jesus' sake. Now, let's talk about Holy Communion for a couple of minutes, okay? Holy Communion, you should understand a little bit about it before you ever take it. Because it's not just like having some cookies and milk, okay? It's not just having crackers and juice. The Bible says, when Jesus did this, he said about the bread, he said, this is my body. And then of the cup, he said, this is my blood, or the new covenant in my blood. A covenant's like an agreement. It's like, I promise you I'll do this, and you promise me you'll do that. Here's what it's about. To take the Lord's Supper, you should have been baptized at some point in your life, and you should understand the gospel. Now, you don't have to write a big book about it. You don't have to be able to explain all the details about it, but you need to understand this basic truth. I have been naughty, and so have you, and Jesus died on the cross in our place. And we need to understand that so that when we take communion, we understand the gospel. There's something else. And this is really important. While there's a point where there's a point in your life, and for some of you it's already happened, and some of you it hasn't already happened, where you actually decide to trust Jesus. Yet what the gospel, what the Lord's Supper is about, it's kind of like doing again in the Lord's Supper what you did when you first came to Jesus, and that is you repent. What does it mean to repent? It means to stop doing what you know is wrong and ask God to forgive you for it and ask God to help you not do it again. That's what it's about, okay? And so when you take the Lord's Supper, you should ask God to forgive you for your sins, and you should commit. That means you should ask God to help you to not do that again. So like whether you lie or whether you steal, and people your age do those things, or whether you have an attitude towards your parents that you shouldn't have, like You know, have you ever rolled your eyes at your mom or dad? Do you know Miss Barbara, when she mentioned rolling eyes, do you know what she's talking about? Anybody know what that means? It's like, oh no. Yeah, oh, you know Marshall, huh? Okay. And so it's like when you are rebelling against your mom and dad, you need to ask God to forgive you. So those are things I want to talk to you today. It's important that you understand the gospel, and it's important that when you've sinned, that you ask God to forgive you for it, and then believe that He does. God does forgive us when we ask Him. Anyhow, I wanted to share that with you all today, because we're going to have the Lord's Supper in a few minutes, and I figured if you all understood it, the people that are eavesdropping on this, they'd understand it too. Because when we have the Lord's Supper, we invite everybody who is a baptized Christian, whether they were baptized in the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, or what have you, we invite all real Christians, all those who profess to be Christians, to join us. It's not our table, it's the Lord's table. And we invite you, if you understand the gospel and you are trusting in Jesus, we invite you too. So when you sin, you ever feel sorry that you sin? That's very good, Johanna. That's a good mark that you feel sorry when you sin. Then ask God to forgive you for Jesus' sake, and He will. And listen, let me thank you for helping me out today in another short sermon. These are so unusual. This is two back-to-back short sermons. And this sermon is for you guys and for the eavesdroppers. Okay? You can go back to your seats.